أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to touch some of the doubts raised on the necessity of revelation. Though one of the doubts that has been raised by some of the intellectuals that was touched in the previous lesson, in the previous lecture. But we say that it seems impossible for all wise creator to create the human beings and do not send them the prophets and the divine messengers. As we simplified, as we said, and we brought this into an example, saying that for a wise man, for a rational agent, it is impossible that you have to invite, or a wise man should invite his guests, but do not send them his address, where the banquet or where the party is going to be held. The same case holds true for Almighty Allah. When Almighty Allah creates the whole universe purposefully, and the purpose behind the creation of the human beings is that they have to reach their perfection in evolution, so they are in dire need of the divine prophets, so that they have to compensate the intellectual shortage of the human beings. For example, the human being's intellect cannot have any say in regard with the hidden world, in regard with the adversity and prosperity of the human beings. Making no difference, dear listeners, how advanced or how progressed their intellect should be. But again, the human's intellect and the human's reasoning power does not have this authority, does not have this capacity to define the human being's adversity and prosperity. For the world is not restricted to this materialistic world. If all the universe had been this mere materialistic world, at that time we could expect our ration that it should produce verdicts on our prosperity in adversity. But since the universe and the existence is beyond this materialistic world, and to that scope or to the hidden world, the human being's intellect do not have any access, so at that time it stands in dire need of revelation. And through revelation, human beings' intellectual shortages would be compensated. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, this was the previous lecture. We can say summary that we said, it seems impossible, it is impossible for a wise creator, for an all-wise creator, to create the human beings purposefully, but the backgrounds for their guidance should not be paved. So it was a very important argument we made in the previous lecture. Today, God willing, we are going to touch another doubt that has been raised. And that is this, that if the human beings are not able to reach their destination by their own, and if revelation has come so that they have to be contributed or they have to be helped in this respect, why again we see that there are numberless or there are lots of people that they are deviated from the right path, or they do not go in the straight path, or they are not led to the straight path. In another word, they believe that the divine prophets were unsuccessful in their mission. Their mission was this, that the human beings should reach evolution, should experience perfection, should reach a happy life in this world and in the life hereafter. So the question is, why we witness that there are a lot of people that they are deprived of the divine guidance? What is the problem? So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, to respond this doubt, let me explain that to reach our destination or to be provided with divine guidance, there are some preliminary steps that have to be taken by the human beings. Firstly, the human beings are not obliged to be guided. It is the divine custom that the human beings should go in the straight path by their own volitional acts. They have to have and they have to experience their own will and intention. By their own will and intention, they have to pass this path. They have to cross these roads. Almighty Allah does not make them to be guided in the straight path. Almighty Allah does not force. Almighty Allah does not pave the whole backgrounds forcefully that they have to be guided. Almighty Allah does not do it. In a verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says to His messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household, you are not to be extremely concerned of the non-believers. You should not be extremely concerned of the disbelievers or the polytheists. You know that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household, having this concern that why the human beings, why these pagans do not accept my invitation, why they are going astray, why they are not led to the straight path. So such questions, such concerns bothered our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. It made Almighty Allah to say that, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. I have not sent you this revelation so that you have to be extremely concerned in regard with the misguidance of the non-believers. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that your sign is very much clear. Why they do not accept? Why they are going to go to the hell by their own volitional acts? It was the major concern of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Almighty Allah, by saying this, said that let their people take their own volitional acts. It is the human being's will. It is the human being's free choice and freedom that make them either go to the straight path or cause them to be misled. It is their own volitional act. It is their own choice. It is their own free will. We cannot take free will of the human beings on the pretext that they should be guided in the straight path. As it was repeatedly mentioned, that guidance is not also very much worthy. That is not also very much noteworthy, because that is something that Almighty Allah has guided you. It was not you, the human beings, who has to take such volitional measures. So due to this, Almighty Allah says, that if all the human beings became non-believer or disbeliever or ungrateful, again Almighty Allah is absolutely needless. Do not think or do not be extremely concerned of their worships or their being ungrateful. Why? Because Almighty Allah has created us with free will. With volitional acts, we have to go towards prosperity or towards adversity, God forbid. This is first, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or all the prophets, fulfilled their mission successfully, without any pause, without any delay, or without any mistake. They could send, they could convey the divine messages to the human beings. And after receiving the divine messages, the turn comes to the volitional acts of the human beings. Either they go to the straight path, or they choose that they have to go to the hell. The choice is theirs. All the prophets have fulfilled their missions completely, thoroughly, and successfully. But if the human beings are desirous to go to the hell, or if they are very much desirous to go to the wrong path, so all these are due to their own volitional acts. So can we ask this, that cannot Almighty Allah take will and freedom from the human beings? It should be mentioned that it is not Almighty Allah's custom, it is not the divine sunnah or custom and tradition that the human beings' free will should be taken from them, or the human beings should be guided forcefully. Almighty Allah does not like that the human beings should be led in the straight path forcefully. Almighty Allah hates that the human beings should be forcefully led in the straight path. No, Almighty Allah says the choice is yours. You have to live in this world, and then you will be witnessing your rewards or your punishment. The second doubt can be solved in this manner. The doubt was this, that if the prophets have been successful in their mission, why we see a huge amount of people are misled or they are going astray? The response we provided you, firstly, it was this, that the divine prophets were successful in their mission. But it is the volitional acts of the human beings that led them towards a very wrong path. It is not the fault of the divine prophets. They have and they could successfully convey the divine messages for all the human beings. So it is the fault of the men, it is the fault of the human beings that they abide by their desire, by their carnal desires. They do not listen to their own inward vices. This is first. Secondly, there might be people with inherent pure nature, but there are some arrogant affluent and rich people who might stand against the divine messages. There are many people, and there had been during the lifetime of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, those pagans, they had many bosses. Those landlords were there. So they thought that if the people are enlightened, then we will not be able to enjoy the privilege right now we are provided with. So they started to battle or to combat against the divine messengers. Even some Almighty Allah says, وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They are the people who prevent the people. They are the affluents. There are some arrogant affluents who stained or who prevent the people from the going to the divine path. Why? Because they think if the people go towards the divine commandments, then our privilege will be cut. We will not be able to receive these privileges that right now we receive through their ignorance. So due to this, the divine prophets had always big enemies. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, these were the doubts we touched and we provided the answers for you. Another important topic in this respect is the functionality or the effects of the revelation. What is the effect of these divine prophets? Or what did the prophets do for the human beings? What is the functionality? What is the benefits of sending all these prophets? To have a precise understanding, to have a precise estimation and assessment of their effects on human society, it suits best that we have to have a comparative study of the society before and after the revelation. For example, about the final prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household, if we consider this case, if we have this case study, prior to the advent of Islam, you know that what a painful situation was there prevailing over the Arabs. It is better that you have to refer to the historical books, where corruption, every kind of mischievous actions were prevalent over there amongst the Arabs. But after the revelation, after the emergence and advent of Islamic doctrine, totally their lifestyle has been changed. When all of them submitted the divine commandment, so a huge change was there, tangible in their social personal life. Not only they could purify themselves from all the gods, but also they became the founder of a great civilization. It was because of the same revelation. It was because of the very, very divine messages that they have received in the form of the Holy Quran. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, to have a precise assessment of the socio-economical and political situation, or to digest the dramatic change the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, put forth in his society, it is better that we have to have a comparative study prior and after revelation. We have to have a study of those society, that how bitter and how painful, or how an embarrassing life they had. But after that, all of them had a very pure, very dignified life. Though sometimes they were to sacrifice themselves, but all of them were witness, all of them were a mirror that they could purify, they had purified themselves, and they had been taught by the revelation. It was an important impact that the Holy Prophet put on his society, on his people. This is the first. Secondly, the most important task that revelation can bring or can put forth, that is self-purification. You know that prior the advent of Islam, the people could not know how to communicate with their Lord. So lots of superstitious beliefs were there.